You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
There are so many stories from Bosnia and Herzegovina that even people from the country itself are totally unaware of. In this episode of the podcast, I'll be introducing you to a very famous Sevda song. Sevda, by the way, is the music of Bosnia and Herzegovina. And that music, whose melody is actually from a Jewish prayer. The Jewish Peshach, or Passover prayer, has played a significant role in inspiring both a Ladino song and the Sevda song Kadia Podio na Bambasu. I hope I said that right. Now, Sevda is a traditional genre of folk music in Bosnia. I highly suggest that you go to YouTube or Spotify and search for Sevda. Then just kick back and soak up the emotional and evocative offering you'll get. Sevda really is the soul of this country. The melody of this Jewish prayer was adapted into the Ladino song Mi Querido, Mi Amado. Ladino, by the way, is a Judo-Spanish language traditionally spoken by Sephardic Jews.
Mi querido, mi amado, que lo sabe onde estás, mi querido, mi
The Ladino song, Mi Querido, Mi Amado.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Hi, and dobrodošli. My name is Ivana, and I'm the heart and soul behind the Balkans East podcast, coming to you all the way from beautiful Australia. As a former refugee, I've walked the path of resilience and transformation. My mission, to empower Balkan women and men to heal, thrive, and grow through my coaching and mentoring programs. Join me on this incredible journey of self-discovery, community, and belonging. Together, we'll rewrite our stories and move forward towards a brighter future. Balkans East Podcast, your source of authentic stories, inspiration, and wisdom. Ready to make a difference? Dive in and follow us today.
The Sevda version is known as the unofficial anthem of Sarajevo, and is a well-loved and known song in Bosnia and Herzegovina. It has been performed by so many artists and is characterized by its emotional and soulful expression, shares the same melody as the Ladino, and is a testament to the shared heritage and influence of Jewish culture in the region. The first Jews arrived in Bosnia and Herzegovina between 1492 and 1497 from Spain and Portugal, as tens of thousands of Jews fled the Spanish and Portuguese inquisitions. The Sultan of the Ottoman Empire at that time welcomed Jews, and who were generally well treated and were recognized under the law as non-Muslims. The adaptation of the Jewish prayer into these songs is a beautiful example of how music can transcend cultural boundaries and become a shared treasure among diverse communities.
Nagila
Some history and music there from Bosnia and Herzegovina. I'd like to thank Aleksandra Buncic from the Sarajevo Haggadah Project for making me aware of this fascinating insight. And to find out more about the Sarajevo Haggadah, check out the link in the show notes. And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.